Hello, hello. What up, what up? You're now listening to episode 73 of True to Size.
We need to start planning them out because we all sound stupid when we do the intro because we try to improvise it. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 73 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Mr. Alvin Q. Martinez.
Yo.
We're back?
Yeah.
We're back at it. It felt like a long hiatus, even though we didn't even take a hiatus, technically.
We recorded like 15 minutes, that's why.
Yeah, it was a super short little blurb. It wasn't even an
episode. But I listened to it today. It was long.
It is long. The blurb was long?
No, like the
whole thing.
72 was pretty long.
The entirety of it.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. The audio came out decent. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah,
I listened back to it as well. You guys are good. You had a good week off. We'll call it a week off, even though it wasn't actually a week off.
It was good, but I still haven't recovered
from your week off of True to Size.
Yeah.
True to Size, vacation hangover, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're back. We finally have someone who wants our input on a thumbs up, thumbs down topic. Finally, after however many weeks going through this, someone was finally like, hey, I want to know why you said that. So we're going to cover that for sure. We've also got a couple other interesting questions that we're going to flip and spin into some topics to discuss because we had two weeks worth of stuff to talk about now. So we got some good stuff to talk about. Mm. But first, Joel.
Fire round.
Yes, in fact, it is the fire round, Joel. Thank you for asking. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from none other than Mr. Kieran Coyle.
Hello, bruv.
He's got a good question here. He says, why do you think the Black Cement 3 is so great? He said, I have a pair that I bought for me and my son. By the way, his son's name is Larry Thomas. Named after Larry Bird and Isaiah Thomas. That's pretty badass. That's pretty cool. He said, I'm only DSing the Black Cement 3s when we can wear the pair together, which is a few years away. But he says, I just find it interesting that people loved Black Cement more than the white cement when the black were only worn once, which was in the 1988 All-Star game. First and foremost, I didn't know that. I'll be the first to admit, I didn't know he only wore them in the All-Star game. Strange. He didn't wear them in the dunk contest.
No,
because he wore the white ones.
Yeah,
the white.
Just the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. But yeah, what do you guys think? Like, it does have, I think, a bigger cult following than the White Cement 3.
Yeah.
I think that's undebatable.
Yeah.
But where does it come from?
I feel like it's like one of those shoes that are just easiest to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it getting dirty.
Like the white?
It's black.
Yeah.
It literally looks good with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly personally feel that it looks good with a lot of things, like more things than the White Cement with.
Mm-hmm.
Would, for some reason,
it's just white shoes pop a lot more. Like
they
you
do.
Said, black is a lot easier to wear. It's
they
black
do,
and
yeah.
gray. Like it's just simple. Yeah.
Plus, it's just how they color blocked everything. I feel like it's dope.
It looks like the shoe was made to be black cement, not like the white or any other color. Like it looks like the shoe was made in black cement when it was first made, and every other thing is a variation.
Yeah,
like in my mind, that's how I see it. Black cement is the Jordan 3, even though apparently it's not the Jordan 3. But yeah, I don't know. The cult following, I think, probably changes from person to person. There's just so much history involved with that shoe now.
Yeah.
Like we talk about it all the time.
So
or like, the Kanye thing, like that was like his shoe. Like that's where it came from for me. I don't know if you guys have a different feeling or it's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things that's always been there for me. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first shoes I remember learning about at Foot Locker. Like it was when the 320 pack was out.
Mm.
And like when I was going up and down the wall learning about shoes because I had no idea what the hell was going on. That was one of the first things. They were like, these come together. That's a 3. That's a 20. It adds to the 23. And I was like, okay.
Ooh,
that's easy to remember.
It got harder when it was like 15.
Yeah, man. When it's in the middle there.
8? Yeah. Count your fingers.
8 plus. 20.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if this job involved math.
Yeah, dude, that hurt, man. Like,
but yeah, that's where it is for me. I don't know if you guys have a different story or Anything?
For me, the Black Cement 3s, it stood out for me because there was always that cool kid growing up, and he had the Black Cement 3s. He actually had the whole suit. Like, he had the flight suit and everything. Suit? And I'm like, when I looked up to him, I'm like, yo, this guy's badass. And, you know, everybody on the block wanted to be like him. Like, they mimicked how he played ball, the way he, like, his whole swagger, like, you know what I mean? So everybody wanted to be like that one dude. And for me, it's always been that. Mm. Like, he had them first, like, when I first saw them. And it was just, like, eyeball to foot, like, neck breaking, like, yo, what are those? It was one of those kind of things. So with me, it's always been, like, nostalgic for me. Mm. It's, you know what I mean?
It's funny because I feel like growing up, everyone had that one outfit that you just, like, killed.
Yeah.
And you wore it, like, once a week, the exact same outfit. It was like, this is Thursday, and I'm wearing this exact full outfit head to toe.
Yeah.
And that was that kid. But he probably wore it, like, 3-4 times a week.
Oh, yeah,
he
man,
knew he
for
killed
sure.
it at that
he killed
outfit.
Killed it, man.
Why not?
Good for him.
Yeah, man.
Alvin, anything?
Nah, not with the Jordan 3. Like, I wish I saw him play in them, but I was like, two?
Born?
Yeah. I was born. I was like one in a bit. But my parents did give me a, like, I saw a pair on my foot when I was like an infant.
Oh, so you've been having
them. So I've always wanted them in the big man size.
So it's just some deep-rooted psychological thing in your mind.
Like, technically, it's my parents' fault.
you tell them that every time they try to criticize you.
Yeah. You put me in Jordan, it's your fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I remember seeing me in a picture with like threes on. And then when I was older, they got me Aqua 8s.
Sick.
And then they got me like 13s when I was in like grade 8.
Crazy.
So I was like, it's their fault.
And then once your foot started growing, they're like, no, we can't afford to do this. No,
I know.
When he was a size 2Y, we could do this. Yeah. This is $35. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
No, even when they bought me the 13s, I don't think it was like a real thing. Like, but I didn't care as a kid. I didn't understand.
Yeah, you didn't know.
The value of money.
You have Jordans.
I want to be cool.
Yeah,
man.
I want to be there. I want to jump high and dunk the ball.
Dunk the ball.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Kieran. That was a nice little trip down memory lane for everybody. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's favorite phrase.
Super cute.
Super cute, mate. So I just got back from vacation, so I just want to go first and get it over with. So I'm going to go first. My pick this week, it's kind of, I guess, technically picks, is the Supreme Nike Dunk Low collab oration pack. Uh-huh. So I think it was like maybe 2 days ago or yesterday that the first like little preview that, oh, Supreme and Nike are doing another Dunk Low, super hyped up. And then the pictures, I think it might have been today, maybe late yesterday, started to pop up. Yeah. And everyone was like, oh no, they ruined it, they ruined it, they ruined it. I'm here to say, I don't think so. I'm okay with them. They're not what you expected, but it shouldn't be what you expect, because then it wouldn't be exciting. If it was another elephant print, but in different colors, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
You expected it and it would do well, but that's boring if you know what's coming. Like, look what Atmos did with that Jordan 3 that they came out with the Air Max 1. No one thought they were going to do a safari print, Jordan 3. Mm-hmm. They tricked everybody and it was awesome. And I think this is the same thing. Like, they kind of juked everybody in their own little way. The Jewel Swoosh I've always been a fan of, so I think it's cool. I don't know how I feel about it yet on the Dunk Low, but I've just always been a fan of the Jewel Swoosh.
Yeah.
The little star on the heel gives me Heineken vibes. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then just color blocking. It's very different. It kind of looks like it was dunked in paint. So there's the white and red, the black and silver, and there's another unseen one that is apparently gold and navy. So that one could be cool too, like Olympic style. Yeah. But yeah, I think these are going to be a scoop for me. I think when I saw originally they were doing a Supreme Dunk Low, it was automatically a scoop in the first place because what the heck? Like, it's the most one of the most iconic dunks ever or collaborations ever. So yeah, I don't know which color yet. I want to see the navy, but right now it's looking like I like the white and red.
Yeah.
With the red laces, I think would look good. So yeah, Scoop for me. Next, anyone have anything to add about these? Alvin was making funny faces.
At the I shoes. Think it's just the color blocking that's getting people, including myself. Like, I know there's other SB dunks that have that similar color blocking to it, but I was never a fan.
Mm-hmm. Like, just a super bold, like, boom, 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 color blocking. Like, color. Like,
yeah, like splitting like, three I can't remember or two. Who did it, but, like, when they dipped the Air Force in the paint and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I think that was actually Sean Witherspoon. Like, cool, man. But, yeah.
But
that was like, dumb, that was, I think. Yeah, that was didn't make any
that's
sense
that's why I
to
feel
me.
Like
yeah.
I don't, I'm not really feeling this specific colorway.
It just gives you those vibes.
Yeah, and I was never a fan of just having the toe box, like, the full toe
a
box.
A different color.
One color.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's just, again, that's just me. But the jewel swoosh though, like
money.
If the toe box wasn't the way it was, I'd probably try to scoop it. But yeah, jewel swoosh always gets me though sometimes.
That little star on the heel.
That's dope like too. That the lot. Details dope, are crazy.
Man. Yeah. Joel, anything? Like, how do you feel?
I'm kinda like the same way as Alvin. But regardless, it's gonna sell out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Everyone's talking all that shit right now. Yeah. 11:01, it's gonna be gone.
Yeah. And like the jewel swoosh is a banger. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like the Air Force Ones with a jewel swoosh, like, you know.
I don't know if I've ever seen a dunk with a jewel swoosh. I don't know if anyone can ever, anyone can think of any, but I can't think of any.
No. But yeah, it's like with the toe box, it's kind of different. It's very different. I haven't really like, you know, have any feels for it yet, but it's different for me. So. But yeah,
that's a no for Jewel.
Yeah. I like the Jewel swoosh. If it was just all a Jewel swoosh, like a big huge one,
just you put your foot inside a Jewel swoosh.
Might as well make it a slipper.
Sold. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna give Jewel the next honors after the Jewel swoosh. I hope his pick different. Is a Jewel swoosh. It's yeah, it's different. It's
yeah,
just
my,
different.
Mine's a bit different. My pick's a bit different. It's the Nike ACG Terra Gobe or Gobe. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that
potato,
wrong.
Potato.
But yeah, it's the bright crimson colorway. The high visible bright crimson colorway. That's my pick. It's pretty much, it's a dope shoe. It's got like, sort of like a quick lacing kind of thing on it. It's an ACG. It's predominantly like that bright crimson, high visibility. You can see it from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's got React midsole. All conditions gear, like, right down the top of the front.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, it's, like, on the heel counter, too, but in black. It's got the purple giant ACG triangle on the back. But, yeah, these are definitely dope. I'd like to see my foot in these one day. But,
it'd be good, we'll yo. Most of the ACG stuff just...
Yeah, like, with the React.
Honestly, anytime I see ACG, I think outlet. Yeah. Which isn't good, but I just always see ACG
just
stuff.
Just because no
outlet.
One really appreciates it.
Like, yeah.
You know? And there's a mini swoosh on it.
There is.
Ooh. Yeah, like a little purple mini swoosh on it. But yeah, these drop, I think, August 9th. I think I saw it here.
Soon.
Oh, it's very soon.
Yeah. 3 days. No price tag yet, but it drops August 9th. These are a scoop for me, if I can get a hold of them, but...
They're cool.
Yeah, man.
It reminds me of the Magista. I think it was a Footscape Magista. Footscape, it was like that high cut sock looking thing, but this has like the lacing system overlay. Lacing. I don't know what to call it. It's a cool looking shoe. It looks like Spider-Man a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
I like them.
They're cool, man.
Yeah, but it definitely screams outlet. Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
That's it. No one likes that shit right now.
Yeah, exactly. Man. It's not on trend.
Not trend.
You are the trend.
Alvin, what do you got?
Yes. I have a shoe that is disappointingly just a GS sneaker. It's the Nike New Swoosh Chain Pack. So essentially... What it's coming in... Whoa. Sorry, the aliens are talking.
Area 51.
Area 51, right. So it started early.
It comes in an Air Force, and it also comes in an Air Max 97, and also an Air Max Plus, which is my favorite pair within that whole pack.
Yeah, the Plus is very cool.
I love that colorway, man. Just the teal.
Yeah, the teal and orange. And
such a good color combo. Mm-hmm. So all of them have that color combo. My favorite detail, though, was probably on the Air Max 97, where you usually have a mini swoosh. Mm-hmm. It says swoosh.
It says swoosh.
Mm. Along with like one of the lines that it usually has. It's like it's the swoosh chain that they're talking about. That's like highlighted in orange.
Yeah. So cool.
So cool, man. The Air Force is okay. I feel like the swoosh chain where they put it, it kind of makes the shoe look a little bit like a
higher, looks elevated.
Like a wedge.
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of.
Yes.
Yeah, like a wedge. I mean, it's still a dope colorway. It's just, I don't know. It kind of like elevates the midsole. So it kind of looks like you have a heel or like a Spice Girl type shoe.
Yeah,
you know
for real, man.
Overall, a really dope pack, though. Wish it was coming out in men's sizing, but. Men's. At least now I have an excuse to buy Kaya or Sasha a pair of shoes.
Yes.
Maybe the Air Max Plus.
You said you like the Plus.
The plus is so pick. Dope.
I agree.
Because they kind of kept it. Oh, the 97 is my second.
The chain is along the side is really, really cool.
But
man.
The only thing that gets me is it looks like another 97 that came out. But this one's probably the nicer one.
Yeah, that's right. I can't.
It looks like the Miami Dolphins one that came out.
Ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a dope one. Yeah. But I'm just saying the Air Max Plus, though, like that color, it's just going to pop. Yeah.
I and do how like they have that the tongue. It says swoosh.
Yeah, super dope. Of,
it's on the air on the Air Force One too. Under the swoosh, yeah, it's Velcro.
That's dope.
And it says swoosh.
Yeah.
And then on the same thing on the tongue of the Plus, it says swoosh, but it's Velcro. And then, like you said, where the mini swoosh is on the nice. That's so cool.
Yeah, man. Super cool detailing.
That's really cool.
These are gonna be a scoop for Kaya or Sasha to end up in the outlet.
Yeah.
I could see this being an outlet shoe.
It's not a retail cop for me, just because it doesn't come in my size.
Yeah, that's a really cool pack, actually.
I like the orange, like the orange air bubbles in the
It's crazy. Mm.
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Shit.
Such good color blocking, man.
Shrink my foot.
Y'all need to stop.
All right. Next up is This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, Adidas restocks galore. So last week, it was Friday. It was actually August 2nd. Don't ask why I remember that.
Ugh. What? What happened August 2nd?
Nothing important, except for the Adidas restock. So last week, Adidas and Yeezy broke the internet, essentially, when they restocked a ton. Literal, we'll call it, I think the actual term for the measurement is a fuck ton.
Ooh.
Of
a fuck ton.
A fuck ton of their older catalog. So they staggered it throughout the day. On the day before, so it would have been Thursday, I got an email. I don't know if anybody else who has the Adidas email list got an email, and it was just a countdown timer. And everyone's like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what's going on? What's coming out? Like, it's got to be something cool. Is it the Adidas basket or the Yeezy basketball line? Like, no one knew what it was. And then I think it was 10 a.m. or something on the Friday, they started releasing a shoe. It was like every half hour or hour.
Yeah.
For pretty much the whole day. So it was like the semi-frozen yellow 350, butter 350, zebra 350, cream 350, the inertia, the static, the salt. I think there might have even been more. At least like six or seven different pairs came out that day.
Wow.
That's unprecedented to me. I haven't heard anything ever happen like that, especially stuff that old. Like the zebra is not new.
Yeah.
Zebra's like 3 years ago. So I thought that was pretty cool. It was definitely something that got everybody's attention at a time when I think Yeezy is losing a lot of hype.
I'm sure they still sold out.
Yeah, they all sold out.
Fans that already are Yeezy fans.
Yep, they all sold out.
You know.
So yeah, I think it was a good stunt that they pulled. I want to know where all these pairs were just sitting.
Yeah.
Like, did they just open a door in the warehouse and be like, "Oh shit, there's a bunch more shoes in here that we didn't know about."
Well, there's the other 5,000 pairs.
There they are. To release. I thought we lost them, but yeah. Pretty cool. It was a cool day. I think Eric got everybody excited. Hopefully, Adidas continues to ride that wave a little bit because they do need a little bit of hype in their corner.
Yeah, run the next restock at a 700. Yeah, just make them cheaper.
Yeah, lower the price of the Wave Runner and release it again. That'll get everybody going.
Or just send them to all the dads that should wear them.
Send them to every single dad.
Then you'll really be cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next up, huge news. For many, many reasons, and we're going to talk about this probably quite extensively, StockX was hacked. So last week, all StockX users received an email from the company stating that they were updating their system and everyone needed to reset their password.
Mm-hmm.
I know me and Alvin did it, just a regular, whatever, Wednesday. Please reset your password. We're doing system updates. Okay, sure. No worries. So a couple days later, might have been like Saturday, all over Instagram, I keep seeing...
Hacked.
They were hacked. They were hacked. That system update email you got was a fraud. Like it came from StockX, but it was actually just them trying to cover up and hide that they were hacked and try and preserve their like their face.
Well, so you apparently did worse.
Yeah. So apparently 6.3 million people's personal information was stolen. But that's what they were trying to cover up with the password reset. They just said, oh, we're doing updates, whatever.
I don't even know if I have my personal information on there.
Well, if you have an account, you must have something.
Should have.
Nope. Even first name, last name.
Yeah, that's fine.
Address.
You take that.
Don't say that. I'm broke. So hours after this all started to come out on Instagram, like it was like a flurry of stuff happening. Then I got another email from StockX saying, oh yeah, by the way, there was a security breach or there was an issue. In case you hadn't heard yet,
too late.
There was actually an issue, but we're working on it. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. So that's wrong, obviously, for a bunch of reasons.
Oh, hell yeah.
They should have probably publicized that immediately. For their own sake and for our sake, to be honest, like you want to give people a heads up, like, hey, our shit was stolen.
Right away.
Like let people know so they have a choice if they want to delete their account, whatever. Like you don't know to what extent your information was taken.
Yeah.
And they waited until somebody called them out and then they retaliated by saying, oh yeah, by the way, there was something wrong.
Yeah.
Like that's sus.
Whoever your publicist is doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Not a good job at all.
Honesty is the best policy, guys.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, it was just, I didn't like it at all, to be honest. Like it was,
no, me neither.
Rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. Man.
For real. It was not
but even good. That email was sus.
The first password
like the
one?
The first password one? I was like, system updates. Who gives a fuck about my password if you're updating your system? Like, that's not my problem. That's yours.
True. Yeah. Who pressed the wrong button that said delete alone. Everyone's password?
Yeah. So that was already sus to begin with. And then, like, when they said that, I honestly thought that was like an email from a fake account that was trying to get my shit. But luckily, I didn't have anything on there anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, y'all should have just came out like, hey, sorry, we fucked up. Our shit was hacked. Our security sucks.
Yeah, we're going to fix it.
You know, please reset your password and we'll do our best.
Yeah.
As opposed to, yo, if you haven't heard, dog, like, your team was
by
hacked,
the way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, I forgot to actually tell you.
Yeah. So that's kind of weird.
I actually just slipped my mind for a minute, but I'm going to tell you right now.
So okay. You probably sold some shoes and you're not getting the money.
And they might have your address and social insurance number, but it's fine. Honestly, just fix your password.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's
crazy. Bro. So, yeah, StockX gets the L of the week for that one. Sorry, guys.
Of the year, I feel.
Damn, you lost
a lot of cred from anybody.
Something that I noticed, that I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but so obviously we saw it all over Instagram. We saw it happening live, basically, like it happened to us. But when I was just looking for articles to talk about this week, it wasn't on any sneaker blogs. That's really big news.
Yeah.
That StockX was hacked and they stole everybody's information and they lied about it. No sneaker blogs.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if maybe there's a stake with these blogs in StockX or something, but that to me was super sus. Like almost as sus as the fact that StockX didn't tell anybody. The media is not telling anybody either.
Yeah.
Like well, that's StockX, really weird.
They probably like are paying because like. When you go on like sneaker news and shit, you see commercials.
Yeah,
or, like, you see the banners and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. StockX.
Yep.
So they're probably like, "Yo, if you say something, if you write about it,
no more.
We're not gonna pay you no more, dog."
Yeah.
That's so. Like that's defeats the purpose of being media. Like you're supposed to be honest and transparent, and you're supposed to report the news.
Canada got so
shit, man. Yeah. Like I found that really disturbing.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Because if that email went to your spam that StockX sent out and you didn't see it on Instagram that they actually got hacked, you have no idea.
I think SixBuzz posted it. That's SixBuzz.
Oh, no. So as soon as SixBuzz comes up, we end the episode. So have a good week, everybody. Next up is Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I didn't buy any shoes. It's been 2 weeks now since I guess we last did a proper episode. No shoes for me. I know me and Joel almost had a pair of shoes at Shoe Hall.
We were almost.
Super close.
Almost.
Like when was the last, so just for anybody who's listening, Joel and I, the day of Shoe Hall, both won an Instagram raffle to the same store for the Para Blazers.
Blazers,
And we were like, fuck, we can't leave.
I
like
know,
we're, even though it was maybe a 10-minute walk, 5-minute run, sprint to get there. We were just like, we can't. Like, we can. We're so busy. Yeah. How are we going to leave? So we didn't go pick them up. That was the first time I've ever won an Instagram raffle in my life. I know. I think you won one. Like, what did you win?
I think it was an OVO tag.
Like a long time ago. Then, yeah, like from forever ago.
Yeah.
So it's.
I couldn't leave, man. Yeah, the party was banging.
So yeah, like, man. And like by the time I think it was like right before the party opened.
Yeah.
You were like, "Oh shit, we have to go," and I was like, "Fuck!" And it was like 5:45 yeah. or like 6:45, and the doors opened for the party at 7.
Yeah.
And we were like, "Fuck, we can't go now." And we're like, "Well, shit."
Oh well,
it's okay.
It is okay.
Yeah,
because
it was meant to be, guys.
Because you know it was meant to be. Alvin has got a pair of shoes.
Oh yeah.
That he got that
oh
shoe haul
God.
That we haven't even got to talk about yet. God, so you do your thing.
Well, yeah, we haven't talked. Well,
we talked about it before.
Before,
but now,
but the delivery is so crucial
in yeah. your hand, on your foot.
Yeah, type. So
right out the box.
So you guys already know about the pair that I bought from the homie Alexander Troy, or Troy Alexander,
not Choi.
It's Alexander Choi. Yes,
Choi.
But it's Troy Alexander on Instagram.
IG, yeah,
I want to know the origin of that name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I guess, is how people pronounce it. Troy,
like white people can't yeah. say Choi.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy.
Troy. Is there a Mr. Troy? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, something like that. I don't know. He's gonna come on the pod and say what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, you're gonna let us know the origin.
Yeah.
So he couldn't make it to the actual shoe haul and the panel, but we did send him an invite. To the after social.
Not just because he had Alvin's shoes.
No, like
because he's
he was
a
gonna, he was gonna yeah. get invite anyway just because like yes. he's hella like interactive with the pod,
very friend of the
always
show.
Sends yeah, in man. Like he communicates a lot.
Yes,
he's amazing. But what ended up happening was the party started. I honestly forgot about the shoes, to be honest with you.
Such a busy day.
Like it was such a busy day, so much stuff was going on. It was so fun.
Yeah.
And I like my day was already like capped. I was like, I already had my fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm good. Like if any
beat.
Whatever yeah, else man. Happens, like I'm good.
I can't
like,
have any more fun today.
Yeah, like I can't. This is already like such a highlight of a day. Like I'm good.
Yeah.
And then this really handsome Asian guy walks up close, like walks up to me with a box.
Yeah.
I was like, why is this guy walking up to me with a box?
Did we invite this guy?
Who's this guy? I don't know what he looks like.
He doesn't post
like,
pictures
on his
IG.
No. I never posted his...
And none of us had met him
yeah.
before.
Yeah. So I was like... And then I had to think for a bit. And I was like...
I didn't scream even downstairs to security like, hey, who let this guy in?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I was like... Fuck. And then I realized, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's
oh.
Alex.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But it took me a while. Like I don't know if he noticed, but it probably took me like a minute.
Just
I was like
at
looking at him
as he looks at you.
I'm looking at the shoebox. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at the shoebox. Oh my god!
Does he think we're exclusive?
Yeah,
we're not doing returns
right now. And it was a red box. I just honestly I wasn't expecting it. Like I totally forgot that he was gonna come drop it off and just come say what up. And I was like, man. And as soon as like I realized like it clicked, I was like, oh shit!
And then he yelled, and the whole party stopped.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh.
Yeah, the draw. Really dope to meet him in person though, man. Like again, like that whole day was like filled with just meeting people.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know if I said hi. I think I just gave him a hug.
Yeah.
I didn't even meet him.
So cool, man.
shit. He was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. I know he got to talk into like John, Heads Ain't Ready.
Cool.
They talked for a bit. Like I think he was just talking to a bunch of people. But look, yo, as soon as he gave them to me, I put him straight to foot. Like it was, I don't know, it was such an accomplishment for me just to have them, because I've been wanting them for so fucking long. And just to put them on my foot, it felt so good. I'm like, oh my God.
Have you worn them since then?
Yes.
Yet?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. At least two, 3 times since I wore them the last time, bro. It was crazy. I don't know, man. This year's been full of grails for me, man.
For
so
real,
it's just
man.
Like.
That's the hunt now.
That's what it
I
is.
I can't
man.
Not. And once you have them, it's like you can't not wear them. It's like you'd be stupid not to.
Yep. Why'd you buy it if you're not going
to? That's what I mean. Yeah. Like I had to stunt somehow.
Yeah.
I was wearing Air Max Pluses the whole day.
Like, yeah. No, you're wearing slides the whole day.
That too, that too.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love my Air Max Pluses, but like damn, dog, my Air Max 1 elephant print ammo is like shit.
Yo.
Had to go straight to foot.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, yo, shout out to Alexander Troy. Choi.
Troy.
It's C-H-O-I, guys. Come on.
On Instagram.
On Instagram, it's Troy Alexander, though.
Troy Alexander.
Huge shout out to that guy, man.
Huge shout out.
Oh, also, he's going to be a daddy, too. So welcome.
Is he?
When your child is born, welcome to Sneaker Dad Life.
Welcome to Sneaker Dad Life.
Yeah.
Alvin will give you the lowdown.
Oh, he already knows, man. he's already getting it. He got what I got from Sash from his wife. So
the whole nine yards,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. Mm-hmm. There was a whole lot, but we kind of have to condense it, obviously. So anyone and everyone who sent us messages about Shoe Hall, yeah. If we were to read all the messages we got about Shoe Hall, that would be its own episode. Yeah. Wow. So bonus episode. Yeah. When we run out of content, we'll just do a Shoe Hall thank you episode. Thank you to everyone who reached out. Thank you to everybody who came. Thank you to everybody who messaged us and said they couldn't be there and wish they could have came. Yeah. It was a great day, and thank you to everybody who sent well wishings before, during, or after the event.
Yeah, man.
Next, this one was, I was super excited for this. I saw it and I might have yelped. I was like, whoa, like super excited. Jalen Gubatan.
Yo.
Yes.
Good homie's daughter. Also good homie in her own right.
Yeah, yeah.
She says, hey, CGS fam, just listened to episode 71. And as a customizer, I wanted to hear the explanation for thumbs up, thumbs down.
Mm.
Great episode and congrats on Shoe Hall. She finished.
Salamat po.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So thumbs up, thumbs down 2 weeks ago. I guess the last time we did it was... customizers, literally just customizers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You two gave thumbs up. I gave thumbs down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your guys' explanations on this decision?
Why I gave a thumbs up?
Yes.
Let me think about that real quick. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I like customizations, man. Like, there's certain colorways on sneakers that also belong on other sneakers. Yeah. Like... And then just the cool stuff you could do, like you can personalize things and it's technically like a Nike ID.
Yeah.
But you can get more creative with customizations.
Incredibly so.
Yes. Like similar to that Toronto Raptor Jordan 5 that Jalen made.
Yeah.
Which was crazy dope.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like she was able to throw in the old school logo, the new logo, along with like anything
classic
else you
colors
want to
throw
in.
And,
it's crazy the things you could do with customization. Plus us being back in the day, being able to see Mosh. Ridiculous too, bro.
Yeah. Like, he's like the OG of OGs.
Yeah.
And it's just like stuff that I seen from Dank, like the colorways that you see on Air Max 1s and he throws them on like a dunk or something like that. Like,
Oh,
crazy. I can't afford no customs, but
I know, man.
I like looking at them.
Yeah.
So,
Joel.
I think it's more like an art piece for me, like with the ones that Jalen did for like Buddha.
Ooh,
like the like those ones,
the Lance Dunks. Mountain,
the Lance Mountains, like how she like sketched
Toronto,
the colors, the designs and stuff, it's just mind blowing. It's an art piece, man. Like you know, like those kind of stuff is just unbelievable. Like you know what customizers and what she can do.
Yeah,
like her mind can just go, like no limits. Just do whatever you want to do, and she'll just like blow it up, man.
So I was the one who gave thumbs down. So yes. I don't know if the question was directed at me or not.
Possibly. She's like, yo, this motherfucker's trying to jab at me.
I know, man.
Idiot.
Idiot thing.
So let me get things sorted out really quickly.
Yeah,
that's okay.
She's incredibly talented. Mm. Like, I'm super impressed. And she kind of came out of nowhere. Like, I know she did, for anyone who's following, what's her Instagram? @ Jalen Gubatan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like her name, right? Just for anyone listening. If you haven't seen her stuff, incredible. Like, so good.
So good.
But yeah, she kind of came out of nowhere, which is very cool because it's hard to come out of nowhere and do something like the stuff that she's doing. Great work. The reason I gave thumbs down was because when I think of a custom, because for so long, customs were South Beach, Tiffany, drawing the Joker on the side of a Jordan 1, and that's all I kept seeing every single day for fucking years. Like, there was so much unoriginality. Like, everything got the South Beach treatment, everything got the Tiffany treatment. Like, those were the two huge ones. You get, like, South Beach 11, South Beach 6, anything was going to be teal and pink.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, it was always the Joker, like Heath Ledger's Dark Knight Joker, drawn on the side of things.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is That's not cool to me at all. So I do like customs when they're done really well. Like Jalen is a good example of making customs that don't look custom. I think that's one of actually Mosh's hashtags, like customs that don't look custom.
Yeah.
That kind of art I really appreciate.
Yeah.
But drawing the Dark Knight or like the Joker on the side of a Jordan 1, just like a picture is
that's not custom.
Not it's just a it is art. Like don't I couldn't do that shit, but like not a custom to me. So that's when I think of a custom, immediately that's what I think of.
Yeah.
So because it was thumbs up, thumbs down, I couldn't explain that.
True.
So okay, I'm glad somebody asked to hear the Jalen. Explanation. Yeah, thank you, Jalen. Thank you very much.
Hope you guys had a good vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the
it looked like bomb though, bro. That place where they're staying at. What?
We might have to do that after Orlando.
What about it?
Just like straight from Orlando to the Philippines.
Let's go.
Crazy.
We're already halfway there. So
true.
Yeah.
It's definitely not how it works. Speaking of thumbs up, thumbs down, it is now part
of the show where we do thumbs up and thumbs down.
Correct. With zero context or discussion, all we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week's topic is LeBron's. Alvin.
Down.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. Mm-hmm. It's my turn this week.
Yeah.
So since I just got back from a mini vacation,
true.
It got me thinking. So this week's NSR question is going to be, if you could go anywhere in the world tomorrow, where would it be?
Shit.
Damn.
Anywhere in the world. Tomorrow you're flying out. Where are you going?
Fiji.
Fiji? Oh, why nice. Fiji?
Why not, man?
Okay.
I feel like it's the most expensive. It's the most, like, no one knows a lot of Fijians. Fiji, is that what you call people from Fiji?
Fijian.
I met one person from Fiji.
The only person I know from Fiji, their last name is Water.
Yeah.
And they live in a bottle.
Yeah.
No, I met one person from Fiji. She was mad cool. Worked cool. at a bank.
But she didn't even know anybody else from Fiji. That's how real talk, rare. Like,
that's
crazy. But she showed me pictures of like Fiji and it's beautiful.
Wow.
And it's always been like in my head, like when people say it in the movies and stuff, it's always been a place where like no one can afford
sounds
to
like
go.
Like a magical place.
Yeah. It's like Disney, but more magical. Yeah.
Double magic.
Double.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fiji sounds like a dope spot. If Alvin, I could just go anywhere to go.
Fiji. Cool. Yeah. Joel, where?
I want to wrestle polar bears in the Antarctic.
I don't want an explanation. I think I would do Australia, just because I've always wanted to go there since.
Hello.
Australia.
Get a tattoo.
Down under.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was a quiet buzzer. Let's do it one more time. There we go. Just in case you guys didn't hear. The NSR is now over. Promos. Nothing right now.
No.
I still have Shoe Haul written here. I might keep it written here until the end of time, because we're going to do it next year. So maybe we should just start promoting it today.
Well, we still have
guys,
merch left.
See you guys at Shoe Haul 3. We do still have merch left. We've just been crazy busy
with
life.
Oh my God.
But we will get it up online.
Yeah.
So for anybody inquiring, please be patient. Hopefully in the next couple weeks, at least hopefully in the month of August, before the calendar changes to the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be online
before Christmas
in time for Christmas. So you can buy it as a Christmas present
before the year changes.
Maybe Halloween.
No,
present.
For sure. Cause then we'll have our, never mind.
Yeah, we'll have
some stuff. We'll have some stuff. Yeah.
In time for Halloween, so you can wear the orange on Halloween. See, that's why we need to plan the intro. No one knows what they're saying anymore. So next up and finally up, the main discussion. So last week, I think it was last week, we were tagged in a story, I think, or we were messaged from a friend of the show, the official Polos and Jays. And he said, listening to these Canadian podcasts talking about the sneaker game and one question to my friends up north. Name one wave y'all started. I can't think of any. Not a shot, just curious. I didn't take it as a shot.
No.
I'm glad he said it.
Yeah,
But I didn't take it as a shot because it did get me thinking as well.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
So can you guys think of any, before we get into it more, because this week's topic.
Can we explain what a wave is for those who are unsure of what that is?
Get it.
No, I was asking you though, because I'm not sure of what it is.
I think, well, the way that I took it, unless he was talking about surfing, then none, because we don't have any tropical beaches.
None.
The waves are like trends.
Yeah.
So I took it as like fad. What trends or fads.
So like,
or,
for example, New York with the Timbs.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even other stuff, I think, like
Washington with the phone posits or whatever.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. Like what's associated with Canada, Toronto, anything like that.
Well,
so I don't really have an answer. I couldn't think of anything. The only thing I could even think of fashion-wise was a Canadian tuxedo. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's actually from Canada or just called that.
Yeah.
Like a full denim outfit. Mm-hmm. Because full denim is a thing. It's on shoes a lot.
Yeah.
Like we have our own New Balance, Canadian tuxedo. Yeah. New Balance is from Capsule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all I could think of was Canadian tuxedo. I can't think of anything else that like originated here.
Well, I'm taking James Hova's answer and saying OVO.
Yeah, Drake.
Originated here.
Is that a wave?
Yeah,
because
everyone
does. I guess the merch. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Even just black and gold, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of stems from OVO. Yeah. Black and gold.
Because anytime you see black and gold, now you're thinking about Drake and OVO.
Yeah.
Like when I saw the Complex Con, whatever top 3 year one.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. That would look dope with some OVO gear. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, cool, black and gold. That's. You know, like,
yeah, okay.
I think OVO, so.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you think of anything, Joel? Thanks, James Hova.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really think of anything, man. Like, I was going to say, like, the whole Drake thing.
Yeah.
The OVO thing. You nailed it with the Canadian tuxedo.
Mm.
Yeah.
What
about, like, just, like, the black and red flannel, like, the black and red buffalo.
Okay, yeah.
We like could take buffalo
we could steal that. Again, I don't know if that came from us.
Probably not.
But definitely associated
but
with Canada.
But it's associated with Canada.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Bear Man's rock that. Bear Man's and women's. Yeah, sorry. Man. Not trying to just, you know.
Bear both genders.
Bear everything
bear,
gender.
Bear both genders.
Bear all men's and women's.
Women.
But I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's we could do that. Question, I could definitely. You know? I think we can definitely claim the flannel. For sure.
Yeah.
You can definitely claim OVO, obviously. I think we can claim Canadian tuxedo because it's in the name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both for like shorties though. Like, did shorties in Canada do like the Uggs? Just
I think like, it's Australian.
That's Australian, I think.
It's an Australian
we
company.
We can claim like Timmy's.
We can definitely claim Tim Hortons.
That's like facts. In yeah. now.
Factitious.
But yeah, man.
If we're saying Tim Hortons, we have not a lot of answers for this question. But it was a good point. I think it's come up here and there, like what's associated with Canada. But like even like waves and trends, there's not a whole lot that comes from here.
No,
like we kind of just pick and choose. I think that has a lot to do with the
multicultural-ness
that goes on here. There's a lot of different cultures and
like there's so much diversity. There's diversity, not one wave where like you can't tell where a certain person is from.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless they start talking.
That's Canadian. You can't really say that's Canadian.
Yeah.
It's only because there's so many cultures up here.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So it's definitely a melting pot of a whole bunch of different things.
Mm.
I guess there's not a huge, like, number one, like, for sure answer. Like there is with New York and Tim's or whatever.
Mm.
Or like a Yankee fitted or whatever, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But what other trends, this is kind of just bouncing off that, have you guys seen or noticed, like, just thinking back, like where they came from, like did you hop on it, like other trends that you can think of, like notable things. Like I think the most notable, just to get it started, obviously is the whole Adidas Boost trend, which I don't know where it kind of just came from the ground. Like the earth is where the Adidas Boost came from.
Didn't Kanye wear a pair and that's where
it came from Kanye, but there was no specific like city, country, anything. It was just Kanye West. Like it just overnight it was like Boost is cool. But that's the only wave that I can think of that was like, or like the most powerful wave I can think of in the past 10 years, at least that I can think of.
What about like the really expensive, like fucking homeless look?
Mm-hmm.
Like
that the tattered
shit,
and ripped.
Like you could buy that shit at Walmart, but meanwhile you're paying like $100 for like FOG.
That was a thing for a while too. Like the rips. Like H&M, when you see that kind of stuff at H&M, you can you know it's
yeah, but it was just plain. It wasn't like you had some sort of Gucci sign on it. It was just like literally they cut the sleeves off of a crew neck, they tattered the collar a little bit, and they just put a rip in it, and you're paying $100 for that shit.
That's crazy.
You can make that.
Yeah,
I never liked, like, I can still do ripped jeans, not crazy ripped jeans, but I can still do like, the ripped distressed jeans. I can never ever see myself in the ripped t-shirt,
nah,
or sweater. Nah. Like, there's some people who can pull it off for sure when you layer it properly, and it's not, like, super oversized and baggy.
Like, if you're jacked.
Yeah. Because then it looks like you ripped it yourself.
Yeah, because you're, like, you're turning into the Hulk.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, yeah.
So, Christopher Chu, that's you, baby.
Yeah. I could never do that, like, especially the sweater and t-shirt. Like, that, I remember that wave.
Yeah.
It was never me, though. I think that was also Yeezy, actually. I think he started that with his whole Yeezy season thing.
The Yeezy season.
Can you guys think of anything else? Like, I remember when tapered pants started coming around, or even just cuff joggers. Yeah. Like, do you remember how huge having a cuff on your jogger became?
Yeah.
Because up until whatever year it was like Roots pants for me every single day.
Yeah.
With the little tiny elastic cuff. Yeah.
And it wasn't tapered.
Not tapered, super baggy, didn't like stack. It literally just fell onto whatever you were wearing, and it had the little tiny cuff. And then all of a sudden they started making slimmer joggers with the bigger cuff. So it could sit on top of your shoe.
Yeah.
I remember that's all I would wear.
Yeah,
like H&M had some like $30 pairs. I would go in and buy like three different pairs. Like Tech Fleece came out, and I would buy like fucking 100 pairs of Tech Fleece.
Yeah.
That was huge for me, at least.
Yeah,
you guys jumped on it too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know where that came from.
The pin rolls,
all that. Yeah, anything to make your shoe get shown off.
Yo, the pin roll blew my mind.
Mm. Yeah, I remember the first time seeing that. I was like, "What in the world?"
I was like, "Yo, what pin? Huh?" I remember I hit up someone on Instagram. Probably someone from the West Coast. I was like, yo, what pants are those? I was like, oh, just from H&M. Yeah, but how'd you do that thing, bro? Like,
how you make your pants sit like that, man?
Tight pin roll, dog. Like, bro, how do you do that, dog?
Like, in my day, we used to do that.
The pin roll. Yeah.
And that was like the fad. Like, that was considered like mod back in the day.
Mod.
And you had like, you had the big baggy pleated pants, and then it would come up, it would be tapered down to your ankle, like Christian knows what I'm talking about, flipping laces. And
then one specific person knows what I'm talking about.
And then you pin roll it, like you fold it, and then if you want to be like more extra, you get a pin, like a safety pin, and then you just pin it together.
So it stays,
and then you just roll it up. That's how we did it back in the day. And to see that whole thing evolve, what I want to see now is bell bottoms come back.
No, that'd
be sick. That's gonna cover your shoe, bro.
That's honestly basically how I feel now, looking back at the pictures of me in like Root sweatpants with no taper.
Yeah,
like, it feels like it was a bell bottom. Like, how did you couldn't even see the shoe?
Yeah,
and it wasn't even just sweatpants, to be honest. It was like any pants, like jeans, and then like cargo pants or whatever. Like, it was just like sit all the way down on the top of the shoe and looked horrible.
Yeah.
Looking back, it looked horrible. Back then, it was all we knew.
No, I thought it was cool still.
Yeah,
it was cool back then.
It was cool.
But like, I see like even like the Floods coming back now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, where you have like just a regular cut, like a simple cut.
It's just short jeans.
But it's it's like, you know.
Yeah.
I see that coming back now, and it's like, wow, holy cow.
Yeah, everything comes back. Everything, I just don't know if I can ever rock a pair of bell bottoms. That's not going to show off.
I know, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, like,
unless it's like a Flood bell bottom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, nah.
Then it's up a little bit higher, and the bell bottom flares out. You can still see the shoes. Yeah.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, wait till 3 years when it's cool, man.
I'll be too old anyway, so I'm straight. Dog.
No such thing as too old. No, don't ever let me hear you say you're too old for something again.
We're not going to follow trends, okay? We're going to start them now. Fuck that shit.
What about crew socks?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't cool. Like, when I first started in sneakers, it was never crew socks. It was always a no-show thing.
Yep.
No shows.
Unless I was playing ball, then it had to be, like, a crew just because whatever.
Yeah, like elite socks only, though.
Always a no-show. Even in the wintertime, I was dumb as fuck.
Me too. I was same thing.
Yeah.
If no I didn't like any sock showing,
my heels were fucking ashy as fuck, like
Jordan fucking 12s all the way up there, and no show socks.
Yeah. No shows.
Like, you would just see ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hated if you could see my socks.
Yeah.
And it had to be white socks only.
Yeah.
Which is, I hate now. Like, no show white socks. Like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
With like Jordan 3s. He looks like you're wearing no socks.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
And now it's, I don't think I even have any no-show socks left.
No, I do. Because you need them for, like, if you're rocking Vans. Or, like, it depends on the look you're trying to pull off. But you need...
Yeah.
You need no-shows. I feel like if you're wearing crews, it's very street. Whereas, like, if you're wearing, like, a pair of Converse with some denims and you roll up the denim...
Yeah. You want just kinda, ankle.
Unless it's, like, a cool sock where, like, if you...
Like a dress sock.
See, like, a Swanger which got Gucci on
it. Oh, yeah.
Or some I don't know, some Polo.
Burberry.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton is my favorite.
Gucci's.
Fendi. Give me some Fendi, bro.
Got some Balenciagas.
Oh, that brand. I like that brand too. Yeah, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's now it's like a bit of both. I still have like my black no-shows, my white no-shows. Mm-hmm. I definitely wear them less.
Yeah, crew socks almost but, exclusively.
Yeah, for the most part, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And with socks, or sorry, with shorts too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was, bro, if I was wearing shorts and you could see my
no
socks,
shorts for days,
I felt like an idiot.
I had to fold
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah
to
I would
roll
fold
down
it.
Like,
yeah.
Fold down the sock.
I'd literally
sock.
Roll yeah. down the quarter-length yeah. socks so you couldn't
so
see anything.
So it was
anything.
A no-show. Yeah. yeah. Fucking hated that.
And
shit.
Now I'm like, I look stupid if you can't see my socks. Like, I'll pull my socks yeah. up higher so you can yeah. see them. Yeah.
Yeah, I want, like, knee highs.
I don't even know where that came from. That kind of is new in this area, at least in Toronto and Canada. It seems relatively new within the past, like, year or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crew socks.
Crew socks.
Well, I'm happy for... Yo, because real talk, when I rock...
You say I'm happy for crew socks?
Yeah. No, I
good
am.
For crew socks. Crew
socks, bro. No, because when I would rock my 11s and try to take a picture, it would always look like I had a fat-ass ankle.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just because it's up to your calf. That's
yeah,
why.
I hated that shit. And my calves just... They weren't... Nah. So now with the crew sock, it looks so much better. So thank you, crew socks.
This segment was brought to you by Crew Socks. What about just the Nike basketball, like, Foamposite wave? Obviously, yeah. that came from the States
from
for
the
sure.
States, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
For us, at least, it came from the States. I don't know about other overseas or anything. But, like, that was huge. Like, yeah. speaking of the baggy-ass sweatpants, the baggy sweats with, like, a big-ass clunky LeBron 9,
yeah.
boom, that's
yeah.
a fit.
Yeah.
Like, that was huge, and then it just disappeared. Foams for sure.
Foams
it was
sure.
huge.
And then yeah. they disappeared.
And then and disappeared.
I'm glad I got rid of mine before, like, the whole thing just, like...
Before it collapsed?
Yeah.
Before Damn. It fell on its
that
face.
That would have sucked so bad. You had a lot of foams, too. Did you get rid of them?
Most of the, I think I have maybe, like, 3 or 4 left.
Yeah, yeah. a good chunk, too.
I had
though.
A lot. Yeah. They were yeah. huge, man.
They were.
And especially, like, for us, like, we definitely stole that from the States. Mm-hmm. But it's because we didn't get them here.
They were,
so for us, it was the coolest
more, yeah.
thing.
Yeah. It was the more exclusive for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they were never in Canada. Mm-hmm. So yeah. anytime you saw a pair, you're like, oh, like you, oh my God, like
our
that's
first
so
table,
cool.
Yeah.
Our first table had like
a ton of foams.
Shitload yeah. of foams. And it was like yeah. the coolest thing for mm-hmm. people to see.
Because you couldn't get them anywhere.
It's crazy. No.
They were so hard to get. You had to buy them online
yeah.
or go down to Buffalo and buy foams.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
And that obviously we stole from the States because when it came here, everyone was like, there was like hungry piranhas. Like yeah. any yeah. foam posit, they were like, I need it.
Just ate yeah. it up, man.
I think that was when it was still like, you wanted to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for us,
that was different.
Yeah.
It was different because not a lot of people were rocking foams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like for us, it was like, yo, God, I need that. I need that. I need that. Mm-hmm. So anytime like Haroon had a pair at Champs.
Yeah.
Because that guy was doing a hustle thing.
Yeah, man, he was.
I hit him up. I'm like, yo, I need that. So. Mm-hmm. Damn, y'all.
What else did the States get back in the day that we wouldn't get? Can you guys think of anything? There was just like the releases. It's still like that a little bit. Like stuff won't yeah. come to Canada, just yeah. not as much. But like one thing I really, really vividly remember was Altitude 13s.
Mm. Oh,
in,
yeah.
And like the
yeah,
mid
yeah.
teens, like maybe like 2012, 2013, whenever yeah. they came out, they didn't come to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I happened to be in Buffalo for like a hockey game or some shit.
Yeah.
And they had it. And I was like, woohoo, yeah. I'm about to shit on everybody with these Altitude
13s. Yeah.
Like, it was the thing. Like, even if the shoe wasn't that hot, which those I really liked back in the day.
Those are dope. Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah. you were still buying it because you knew no one back home had those.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, that was a goal, yo.
Yeah,
that's you wanted to be different. Yeah. yeah. You wanted yeah. to find the stuff that no one else had.
Yeah. Now it's, like, it's so accessible that
yeah.
it doesn't
now it's,
fucking matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it's everyone wants a pair of Yeezys. So it's the exact yeah. damn same.
That's why I'm glad, like, we're all kind of on this grail hunting tip. Because,
yeah.
like...
That's where you get the real different shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Felt so good, man. Just putting on those Atmos ones down.
Crazy.
Well, who,
still talking about that shit. Yeah. Like,
well, you bought the 112.
Yeah, I got
and
the 112.
You got the Sean's and the Atmos.
This year's been good for grills, man.
Damn, I don't have anything.
This year's been good for grills for me.
Shit,
and there might be something coming soon, too. But we'll leave that to that when what? It actually comes in.
Yo, shit. It sounds like it's my turn to be honest.
You
shit.
Need to, bro. It's your turn, guy.
Ooh. Baby.
Lawrence, yo, actually, no, you got don't. The Yeezy, dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's like
yeah, yeah,
three
yeah.
of our shoes
okay,
put
sorry.
Together,
no,
bro.
Nah, I got a good deal. But yeah.
yeah.
Either way, value if you look at StockX.
yeah, if you look at StockX.
Value ways, dog, yo. That your one shoe is equivalent to the three shoes
three
that we included
we'll
cop this year, bro.
Nah,
so you're good.
Maybe. Speaking of pickups, Yeezy. It's yeah. not really, I don't know if Yeezy. I'm going to consider it a pickup yet. But before we just finish everything off,
mm-hmm.
One of my boys who's also super into thrifting was downtown Toronto today and sent me a picture. He's like, yo, 9.5, you want these? And I opened the picture and it's the bamboo hemp dunks. The green.
No way.
Like brown and green with the green swoosh. Mm. $20.
Wow.
At a thrift store. He's like, you want them?
Did you get them?
I was like, yeah. I immediately was like, yeah, get them. And then 2.2 seconds later, I was like, yo, Nutmeg, are these real?
Yeah. Oh.
And he's like, I can't tell in the picture.
Mm-hmm. True.
So I was still like, I'm taking the gamble. For $20?
Yeah. It's not bad. Like, it's not
when
a
you
bad
said
gamble.
Speaking of value, on StockX, those are $1,300.
Yeah.
Trade bait.
Seriously, I'll keep that shit. But yeah.
Trade bait. Like, that's crazy.
Trade bait for Nutmeg. Yeah, for real. Yeah, he knows what I paid, though.
I know.
So if those end up being real, that's a crazy come up.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big one. We're never on any of my lists, but the whole hemp pack is crazy.
Well, yeah.
Like
you have like the infant one, right?
Yeah, Jomar had like the Cascade one.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite colorway for me, man. With that blue swoosh, it's crazy.
Yeah, you guys think of any other fads, trends, waves?
That's just the way.
The fitteds are coming back.
Yeah, fitteds are coming back. Mm-hmm. Fitteds were huge, man.
Yeah.
I don't even want to admit
I had way too many
how many fitteds I had.
Yeah.
Like at least 40 or 50 fitteds. At least. Every single day. Match the whole fit.
Yeah.
And then what, half of those were all New York
fitteds? Yeah, no, I still have a ton of New York fitteds.
You needed like a fresh New York fitted.
Mm. And it was like any variation of the New York fitted.
Yeah.
So it was like, there's the Derek Jeter patch, and like there's the Mariano Rivera patch, or, like there's the 9/11 patch. Yeah. Like, oh man, I still have all of those.
But that's like a staple though, yo. Like,
yeah.
I have one horribly like ruined New York fitted, mm-hmm. and that was for the gym when I used to go like years ago. And then I have a fresh one just because like if I ever want it, so it's like
you can go with any outfit. Literally. Yeah, wear that shit to work with a suit and it looks dope.
Oh. Facts.
I don't even care.
Thanks, Jay-Z.
Yankee fitted.
Yeah, fitteds were huge. They are coming back. Just hats, snapbacks, fitteds in general are coming back.
Yeah.
Big. Because for a while it was dad caps. That was a wave.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still here. It's definitely not as
prominent.
Yeah. But the dad cap wave is still there. What else, yo? There's ton, dog.
There's so many different things.
So many, bro.
And apparently none of it originated here.
No.
I know, man.
We got to start some shit. We're going to start something stupid. We're going to start bell bottoms. I don't give a fuck.
Let's do it. Bell bottoms. You guys go ahead. I'll take the pictures of you guys in bell bottoms.
We're gonna bring it back, and then when it blows up, we're gonna be the OG bell bottom. 2020.
You guys go ahead.
Watch it.
Get it.
But yeah, thank you to everyone who has supported and or being a part of this podcast wherever you're taking in this episode. Please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we'd like to use as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. That is called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. A website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Hunting for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Obviously, do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 73 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Peace.
Peace.
Ugh. Bell bottoms, yo.
Bell bottoms.
Bell bottom boys.
Apple bottom jeans.
That's BBB.
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 Bell bottom boys.